Our guest today, the Afghan Whigs, after 12 years of not playing together and having lead singer Greg Dooley deny that they ever would, have reunited to tour for old and new fans and to release a couple of singles of cover songs. Dooley, bassist John Curley, and guitarist Rick McCollum, who were the original core of the band in Cincinnati in 1986, join us in the cafe studio with other members we know from Dooley's Twilight Singers and his solo tours. Things begin with this song, Crazy, live in the studio, Afghan Whigs. We here at the World Cafe thought would never happen as the Afghan Whigs are playing live on the World Cafe today. Yeah, the Twilight Singers, Greg, you've been here a couple times with Twilight Singers and solo album. And every time someone somewhere if it's not me, someone says, are you going to play with the Whigs? And I'm not so much interested in why you said yes this time, but why you always said no in the past.
You say no, you don't have to ask. You don't have to answer any more questions.
Right.
No means no.
Right.
So,
Well, we are having a chance to have the Afghan Whigs in the studio here on the tail end of a pretty impressive weekend as the All Tomorrow Parties I'll Be Your Mirror Festival happened that, Greg, you curated.
Although
people hate that curated word nowadays. But tell us about it and how you picked the bands and how that was sort of the in a way coming out for this version.
Barry Hogan and his wife Deborah run this festival. It's a long-running festival that has now spanning 4 or 5 continents, I think, where they get bands together and they choose a curator for one of the days, or sometimes in some cases all 3 of the days. But the one we stepped in for Guided by Voices on the English one back in May, and I think Mogwai was curating that one, and then they asked if I would do the one in September, and it was an honor to do it. Really, really fun thing to plan, and then to be in the middle of it and actually watch it happen, something that I wrote on a piece of paper, and then be standing in front of the Emeralds playing, under the FDR, and watching Warren Ellis do his shaman thing on the stage, and just, everybody, the Roots closing the night. It was an amazing, amazing, amazing time.
One of the things that you, as you guys have been out playing, that has happened is you've been playing to a new generation of fans, probably in a lot of situations, people who were, like 20 years younger than you guys are. Mm-hmm. And is that exciting to have this music go over in you may play some older music, but it's a new situation for these guys. I mean, you guys haven't been around.
I kept playing. So I think that I kind of kept the flame burning a little bit. So it wasn't like we just kind of came out of the cold from nowhere. But it's invigorating to see younger people watching you play and to come meet you after the show and say like, wow, my brother or my mom turned me on to you or something like that. So it's cool.
John Curley on bass is kind of here right near to me. And John, I think one of the ways the idea of doing this came about was when you and Greg did some playing together.
Yeah, when Greg was on a solo tour with Rick Nelson on keyboards and Dave Rosser on guitar, keyboards today, but violin and cello at that time, I joined him in Cincinnati for a show, and we had a good time, and I got in the van with him and drove up to Chicago, and I don't know, couple weeks later, Greg asked me to come out and close the tour with them on the West Coast, and we had such a good time playing, some of these songs, and it was the first time we had played a lot of these songs outside of Cincinnati since we'd been in the Whigs.
Good point.
And I think that's where the seed got planted for both of us.
So you decided to do it as the band. What was what was your impression when you finally got in the studio, you and you, Rick, Greg, all together, for the first time? What was it like when you first started playing?
I was actually pleasantly surprised at how quickly it came back together. It didn't feel like it had been 12 years at all. I expected that we would have to stop and relearn the songs and figure them out and stuff, and we actually played through probably 25 or 30 songs in 2 days, just one after the other, including a lot of stuff that we hadn't even talked about playing.
Hey, Greg, a couple of great singles came out. You covered Frank Ocean's Love Crimes. Mm-hmm. And this other one called See and Don't See. I've been trying to find out who is the original on this.
This is Marie Queenie Lyons. She made one album called Soul Fever in 1970. And this is a song that I used to play in my DJ sets when I was DJing the last bunch of years, and it's a big funk song. Mm-hmm. But we kind of stripped it down and turned it into a burner. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Yesterday.
like there ain't nothing wrong. Cause if I ever face reality, well, I know, yes, I know, that that's gonna be the end of me. It's just see and don't see, hear and don't hear, know and don't know. Stop.
Oh man, see and don't see. Great. Smoking version of that from Afghan Whigs, who are joining us in the World Cafe. Band that started in 1987. I guess that makes, if you can add up, the 25th anniversary of this band. And I don't know where this actually came from. I think it might have been some of your own press material. But when you guys were originally signed on Sub Pop, they called you an outsider band. Can we use that expression, Greg, on just about every one of your projects?
Sure.
What does it mean? What does it mean to you?
I think we were out. I mean, we were outsiders on Sub Pop because we were, you know, from three time zones away.
Yeah.
But you know, I've always kind of felt like an outlier in my whole life. So I mean, I don't know whether it's, I've always been inspired by the underdog anyway, so maybe I just kind of cast myself in that role in order to try to get the best out of myself. I have no idea.
As you've been traveling, playing this music, have things that were important songs before, or is it songs that have different songs been coming to the front, I guess is what my question is.
Well, it's interesting.
For you.
For me, with some time away from it, we didn't play anything from the first record right away. And then people started like, hey, what about blank, blank? And then we started to play You My Flower from Up In It. And that was cool. But I kept thinking about this other song. And there was a song on Up In It called Son of the South that had a really long intro to it. And it just, that intro just kind of was too long. And I think that's why we ended up not playing it. But since it's, you know, my song and I can, I put the intro on, I can chop it off too. And once we chopped off the intro, it's I look forward to it every night. It's been on, we played it the first time in Prague, and we've played it every day we've been together since then.
Do it, you gotta do
it. All right, sure.
Yeah.
Ready, boys? One, two, three, four.
Song of the South, going back to the first album, but not like that, from Afghan Whigs. But sort of like that, the 2012 version. That's a kind of a question, though. You know, some of these songs back in your life, let's put it that way, do you relate to the guy who wrote these songs as strongly as before? Are you different?
I mean, I'm of course I'm different.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I'm sure Mick Jagger is a lot different than the guy who wrote Satisfaction, you know,
and yet he can sing it.
He can sing it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a good song, you know. I mean,
yeah.
I wish I wrote Silent Night. You know, I'd be making all kinds of money. I'm sure that person has no problem singing that one. Well, if they were still around, who knows? Maybe they're still around. I think an alien wrote Silent Night anyway.
What do you want to finish up with?
We haven't played this song live yet. This is a song called The Slide Song from the 1965 record. And we've got a couple more instruments to exploit than we had in the past. So we're gonna try this one on.
Indeed, one of the great singers of our time, one of the great bands. The song that goes back to the album 1965 from 1998, and that is Slide Song. Greg Dooley, go around the room and tell everybody who's here, like who's playing the slide on that.
Rick McCollum's playing the slide on that.
And
Rick and I wrote that in my house in New Orleans back probably like winter's night somewhere in 1997. So. But Rick plays the slide. David Rosser playing the Steve Cropper lick next to him on guitar. Cully Symington on the drums. Mr. John Curley on the bass. Mr. Rick Nelson on the keyboards. And the beautiful, wonderful Larry Palm back there. Just looking fabulous.
Greg, thanks. We're honored that you guys made this a stop.
Always a pleasure to be here, David, and always nice to see you. Thanks for having us.
Afghan Wigs, our guests, and we shall be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.